Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Pei Tes as we begin the 10th parak of Maseches Zvachim. Today's shir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Ali Lishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom and Shama Shavn Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Sif and his wife Shoshana Lezecher Lishmas Shoshana's father, Harav Moshe Tzvi Ben Rav Mordechai Avram Zichron Lebracha Zakatinsky. The yard site is today, the Neshama Shavn Aliyah. We thank Rabbi and Rebbetzin Sif very much for the sponsorship. It is also sponsored by Donna Honig in honor of her brother Kenny Sharp's birthday. Very happy birthday to Kenny. Many more in good health. And we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today, and I also want to thank Alicia Graf for giving the shir yesterday and tomorrow, and I'll be back Sunday, Be'ez Hashem. So the topics we're going to talk about today is first the first Mishnah in the Perek is going to talk about one of the more well-known rules in Shas, and that is Tadir V'She'eno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. That this is the basis in Karbanos, is the basis for that concept. The Gemara is going to talk about, how do I know that that's true, that Tadir is Kodem? How do I know it's true, not only when you're dealing with two different types of Korbanos, but even when they're both Korbanos Musaf, how do I know that that it's Kodem? We're going to have two opinions as of how we know that even when it comes to two Korbanos Musaf, that Tadir is Kodem. Then the Mishnah is going to have the rule of Kala Mekudash. The next Mishnah is going to have the rule of Kala Mekudash and give us many, many different applications of that rule, that which is Mekudash Mechavero is Kodem Lechavero. Then the Gemara, Naman Beis, is going to give us the source for that. What's the source for Kala Mekudash being Kodem? And then the Gemara is going to have three different shailas about determining what is Mekudash, meaning there were cases that the Mishnah did not exactly cover, and we have to try to figure out which one is more Mekudash than the other. And then one by one, the Gemara is going to go through each of the halachos in the Mishnah, which told us this is more Mekudash than that, and what makes it more Mekudash, or why it is that it's more Mekudash, because each one that we identify in the Mishnah as being more Mekudash than the other, we could just as easily say, Adarabba, the one that's less Mekudash seems to have something over the one that's more Mekudash. So we're going to go one by one through all of the examples of the Mishnah. And that'll bring us pretty much to the end of the daf. So let's begin at the Mishnah on daf Peitas Amud Aleph at the beginning of the parak. Kala tadim mechaveru kodem es chaveru. The rule is anything that happens with greater frequency comes first. When you have the option of bringing two things or doing two mitzvos, and you have to figure out which one to do first, the one that comes with greater frequency comes first. And therefore, Hatmidin Kodem L'Musafin, the Karban Tamid is brought before the Karban Musaf, because the Karban Tamid is brought every single day, twice a day, and the Karban Musaf is only brought on Shabbos and on Yom Tovim. The Gemara says that din, the Gemara Maseches Menachos tells us that din is of Tadir Kodem is not only in a case where you're going to do both of them, and it's just a matter of which one comes first, but even in a case where you don't have enough, you don't have enough animals to bring both karbanos, and you have to decide which of them to bring, you know, the rule of Tadir Kodem also is going to apply. Now the Brisker Rav was asked the following shayla. He said, I don't know, the following kasha. How could it be that a person violates this din of tamid kodem l'musaf? Meaning, is it ever possible even to violate the din of tamid kodem l'musaf? After all, both the tamid and the musaf of Shabbos at least are kvasim. They're both a karban ola. So you're doing the same thing with both animals. The Kohen doesn't have to have kavana l'shem karban musaf. All he has to have kavana for is l'shem ola. So if he's bringing two animals that are the same type of animal and the same type of karban, they're both an ola, and all he has to have kavana for is l'shem ola, so when he brings one l'shem ola, it will automatically be the tamid. Meaning, I don't need a halacha that the tamid comes before the musaf. Whatever one you bring first is automatically going to be labeled the tamid. So how could it be that a person could ever violate this halacha? Whichever kevis he brings first is going to be the tamid. It's never going to be nikva as a carbon musaf. And you can't say that the Mishnah is talking about in the din of tamidim called musaf and only musafim of moadim, because where the moadim musafim are not only kvasim, because the Gemara is going to be pretty clear in a couple of days from now that this is talking about Shabbos as as well. So how could it be possible to violate this halacha on Shabbos? So the Brisker Rav writes that the Karban Tamid has a din that you need to be mevaker the keves for any mumin for 4 days prior to the hakrava. That and by a musaf there's no such din. So memela, if you take the animal that you have been examining for 4 days to make sure that it doesn't have any mum, and you take that one first, then I know you did the tamid first. If you take the other one first, then I know you did the musaf first. So it's that din of bikur that actually determines which one is which. Musay Shabbos kodem the musay Rosh Chodesh. The mission continues that any musaf of Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, the musaf of Shabbos is going to come before the musaf of Rosh Chodesh because it's more tadir. It's every single Shabbos as opposed to once a month. Musay Rosh Chodesh kodem the musay Rosh Hashanah. If you have Rosh Hashanah where you obviously bring a musaf of Rosh Chodesh, maybe it's not obvious, but the pasuk says so, so it becomes obvious. Milvad olas hachodesh umin chasad, the Torah tells us. So in addition to the musaf of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, you bring another musaf special for Rosh Hashanah. So obviously Rosh Chodesh is more tadir than Rosh Hashanah. So the Achronim point out that even though it tells us that musaf shal Shabbos is called the musaf shal Rosh Chodesh, it still needs to tell me Rosh Chodesh kodem l'shal Rosh Hashanah, even though l'chora one could have said, well, obviously, once you tell me the basic din of tadir, and you tell me that this din of tadir applies even to two karbanos musaf, like Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, so I could have figured out on my own that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, it would likewise apply. So the Sefer Shoshanim L'David says no, because if the Mishnah would not have said it, I would have thought Dafka musaf of Shabbos is called the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because not only is it more tadir, it's also more mekudash. And the next Mishnah is going to tell us the rule that called a mekudash mechavero is kodem l'chavero. But Shal Rosh Chodesh maybe shouldn't come before Shal Rosh Hashanah, even though Rosh Chodesh is more tadir, because Shal Rosh Hashanah is more mekudash. So that's why it's telling me that even though Shal Rosh Hashanah is more mekudash, Shal Rosh Chodesh comes first because it is more tadir. Shenemar, Pasuk says, how do I know this din of tadir in general? Because the Pasuk says about the Karbanos Musaf of Pesach, Milvad Olas HaBoker HaSheli Olas HaTamid Ta'asu Es Eila. So it sounds like you're bringing the Karban Musaf Milvad Olas HaBoker that you already did prior to that. So it sounds like the Karban Tamid is brought before the Karban Musaf, before the Karban Musaf is brought. Now, in Maseches Pesachim, Perek Tav Nishchat, the very first daf of Perek Tav Nishchat, Maseches Pesachim, it also tells us the Karban Tamid has to be the first thing that's brought every day, and it's and we derive it from a different pasuk. It says Va'orach Aleha Ha'ola, so we darshan that the Ola comes first, that the Tamid comes first. So asks Tosus over here, Dibra Maskel Kol, why don't they learn it from the din that it says over here, that over here we're learning from the pasuk of Milvad Olas HaBoker Shalas Tamid Ta'asu Es Eila, that Tadir comes first. So Mimela, I know that the Karban Tamid comes first. Why do I need Va'orach Aleha Ha'ola to tell me that the Karban Tamid is the first Karban that's brought in the morning? Obviously it's the first Karban brought in the morning. It's the most Tadir Karban. It's brought every single day, no matter what. So Tosfos says two answers. Number one, Tosfos says that from the pasuk of Milvad Olas HaBoker, we only learn about the shechita of the Karban Tamid, because it says ta'asu, so it sounds like ta'asu, something that has to do with doing something with the dam. But from the word ha'ola we learn that the haktara on the mizbeach also comes first, that it's not only about the shechita, but that there's this broader din of tadir. And then Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chaim, who suggests that the minchas chavitin is also brought every single day and is just as tadir as the Karban Tamid. So from our Mishnah's rule of tadir v'shein Tadir, I would not know that the Tamid comes first. So that's why I need Ha'ola to tell me that the Karban Tamid comes first. Now the Chazon Ish asks a different kasha. He says, why do I need any of these Mishnayos? This Mishnah, the next Mishnah, Tadir comes first, Mekudesh comes first. Obviously, whenever you have two options of doing something, you always do the more Chashuv one first, and it's all a matter of figuring out what's more Chashuv. So it's logical that that which is more Tadir is more Chashuv, and it's logical that that which is more Mekudesh is more chashuv. He says, you know, the Gemara in Perek Bab Madlik in Masech Shabbos, Ner Chanukah is adiv minar Shabbos. Why? Pirsumei Nisa. Good. So what does that mean? It means it's more chashuv because it has pirsumei Nisa. So whatever is more chashuv is going to come first. So the Chazon Ish says that that's only when you have two mitzvos in front of you. But if you only had the mitzvah kala and you started to do the mitzvah kala and then the mitzvah chamura came up, you would not abandon the mitzvah kala to go do the mitzvah chamura. Meaning, if we were only using the test of which one is kala, which one is chamur, you're right. Misvara, I would know the chamur one comes first. But if I already started the kala, I would not abandon the kala to go do the chamur one. Tadir overrides even that rule. Chiddush, Chazon Ish says, even if you started with the less tadir one, got to stop and go do the more tadir one, because the kedimus of tadir is a greater level kedimus than the kedimus we generally have of a davar chashuv over that which is less chashuv. Okay, so says Gemara Minolan, how do I know this din of tadir kodem? Says the Gemara, you weren't paying attention to the Mishnah if you're asking that question. Minolan kedikarmat taima milvad al asaboker. It said it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah quoted the pasuk milvad al asaboker. So says Gemara, no. Dilma Tamid name to come Musaf Mishum to Tidiri, Musafin Musafin Minalan. From the Mishnah I only know that if you have two different types of Kabbalas, you have the Tamid and you have the Musaf, that the Tamid is before the Musaf. But how do I know that even two types of Musafin, where's the Pasuk that teaches me the other din in the Mishnah, that even when you have a Musaf of Shabbos and Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, or when you have Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, that you do the more Tadir one first? The Gemara is going to give two answers. Answer number one is going to take a little longer to get through than answer number two. But answer number one is Amar Rabbi La'a, this din that Tadir comes first, even when you're dealing with two Musafin, is from a different drasha. When the Torah describes the first day of Pesach, it says that you're supposed to bring a whole bunch of different animals for your Korban Musaf. Two Parim and one Ayil and seven Kvasim as an Ola, one Seir as a Chatas. And then the Pasuk says, Milvad Olas HaBoker Asher that all of this is aside from the carbon tamid that you bring each and every day. So the Mishnah darshans from there that from that pasuk, our Mishnah learns that the tamid comes before the musaf. The Amar Kra, and since the pasuk says Ka'ela tasu layom shivas yamim, that the following pasuk says that Ka'ela tasu layom shivas yamim, that you do the same thing for all 7 days. So we see that the musaf which is tadir comes before a musaf that's not tadir, because Ela Ka'ela, when it says Ka'ela tasu layom, it's saying that just like from the pasuk tasu es Ela, we learn that a tamid comes before a musaf because it is more tadir, so too legabe all of these Karbonos that we're identifying, which are all musafin, the more tadir musaf comes before the less tadir musaf, and therefore on the Shabbos during Pesach, the Shabbos musaf comes before the Pesach musaf because it is more tadir. So says Gemara, that's a wonderful drasha, but hamibayle legufei. But the word keila is needed just to tell me the very din that pasuk is teaching me, that for all 7 days of Pesach you bring the same karbon musaf that you brought on the first day of Pesach. So it's not extra. It's not available to teach me this additional din, that we have a din of tadir when it comes to musafin as well. So it says, well, no, it is extra. Kazim kein nichtov Eila tasu liyom. It could have just said Eila without the extra chaf, without the ka Eila. The extra chaf tells me the drush of Rabbi La that to musafin, the more tadir one comes first. Says Gemara, no, could not have just said Eila. Ikas of Eila tasu liyom shivas yamim, have mean Eila l'shivas yamim. Had it only said Eila, not ka Eila, I would have said, ooh, all of these animals that we just identified, the seven kvasim that you bring for the carbon musaf and Pesach, is spread out over 7 days. Not that on each day you bring seven kvasim, but each day you'll bring one, you'll spread it out over 7 days. So I needed ka'ela to tell me that no, it's not spread out over 7 days. So ka'ela is not extra, and therefore Rabbi Lo's drasha does not work. Says Gemara, layom ksiv. Now, I don't need ka'ela to tell me that it's not spread out over 7 days. It says layom, so layom tells me each and every day I bring exactly this amount of carbonos, and therefore the chaf in ka'ela is still extra, and that's why Rabbi Law is correct that even when it comes to that, this is where we learn that even when you have Shnei Musaf, and the more Tadri one comes first. Says Mar Vakati Ema Eila Layom Aval Shar Yomi Lo Yadana Kama. No, from the word Layom, I would only know about the first day of Pesach. That on the first day of Pesach, you need to bring seven kvasim. And then it says, and Shivas Yamim Lachim Yishei Reach Nichoch LaHashem, that on the other 6 days, you also bring a carbon musaf. But it doesn't tell, I wouldn't know necessarily that it's the same carbon musaf with all of those animals. Maybe it's just not telling me what it is. So that's what Ka'ela is teaching me. That Ka'ela tells me that on days 2 through 7, you bring the same exact carbon musaf that you brought on day 1. Oh, so now the chaf in Ka'ela is not extra. And if it's not extra, then it can't, Rabbi Loz Drasha cannot be correct. It can't be teaching me this din of two carbonos musaf, that the more common one comes first. So answers the Gemara. Even if it would have said Eila, we never would have been able to say that you only bring these carbonos on day 1, and on the other days you bring some random or some other number of carbonos, because Amakra Ta'asu, Shiyu Kolas Yil Shavos, because the Pasuk also says Ta'asu, that each day, and that teaches me each day of Pesach is going to be the same carbonos musaf. So therefore, the Chaf in Ka'ela is extra, and that's what gives Rabbi Yilah room to darshan that Chaf, to teach me that when you have two carbonos musaf, the more Tadir one comes first. So that was all answer number one. Again, the question was, I know from that our Mishnah tells me that we have a pasuk in the Torah Mevadal Smoker Shalas Tamatasu Eseila to teach me that a Tamid comes before a Musaf, but where's the pasuk that tells me that when you have two Musaf and one comes before the other? So Rabbi Lah's answer, Ka'ela. When it says Ka'ela, the Chaf tells me that even when it comes to multiple Musafin, the more Tadir one comes first. Abaye Amar, a second answer, that Mikufe Dekra. I don't need an extra pasuk to tell me that a musaf which is more tadir comes before a musaf which is less tadir. I learned it from the very pasuk that the Mishnah brought. The Mishnah said, "Milvad alos habokar sheli alas hatamid." The Gemara says, maybe that's only about the carbon tamid because it's more tadir than it's brought every single day, more so than a carbon musaf. How do I know by shnei musafin that it's going to be true as well? Say imkain, because if the pasuk was only about the fact that the Tamid is before the Musaf, and not that one Musaf is before another, if it's more Tadir, Le Makra, Milvad Ola Saboker, Vitishtok. It doesn't have to say anything more than Milvad Ola Saboker. I know we're talking about Ola Satamid. Asher Li Ola Satamid, Lamali. Why does it have to say that extra phrase, Asher Li Ola Satamid? Lamemer Dachta Tadira Tiktam. To tell me an extra phrase, to tell me that whenever something is more Tadir comes first, even when it's a Musaf over another Musaf, that even a Musaf that's more tadir than another Musaf. Good, so those are two approaches to how we know that even when it's Shnei Musafin, the one that's more tadir comes first. Now, new Mishnah. Kala Mekudosh Mechaveru Kodem Es Chaveru. There's another rule that which is more kadosh than the other comes before. So not when we're looking at Dine Kedima, we don't only look at what's more tadir, we also look at what is more Mekudosh. And therefore, the Mishnah goes through many, many dinim that we derive from this. Dama Chatas Kodem L'dama Ola. The Dama of Karmel Chatas is thrown on the Mizbeach before the Dam of a Karbon Ola. Why? Because the Dam Chatos is more Kadosh. What makes it more Kadosh? Mipreshu Meratza, because it's able to be Mechaper for Averos that you would otherwise, if you did Bemezid, you'd be Chayiv Kares. So it needs a significant Kapara, and you're able to get such a Kapara. The Panami Iros explains that even though Karbon Ola is also Mechaper, because it's Mechaper for those who violate Mitzvah Sasei, but the Chatos is Kapara, is a much greater Kapara. It's Mechaper for a chiyuv krisus, so that requires a greater level of ritzui, so that's considered a greater kapara. Tosfos on Amud Beis raises the question, why doesn't the Mishnah say that chatos comes before an ola? Because the dam of the chatos is thrown 4 times on the karnos hamizbeach, like it says by the din of chatos kodem la'asham, right? That's what we identify about the chatos that makes it more holy than the asham. So why don't we say that the chatos is kodem li'ola for that very same reason, that there are more matnas dam on the mizbeach, and not so much about what it's coming to be mechaper for. So Tosfos suggests that by the Ola, the dam is considered that it comes, that's dam that comes mikoach kalil, because you burn the Ola entirely on the Mizbeach. So since the dam of the Ola has something special to it, the fact that the dam of the Chatos also has something special to it is not going to be enough. It has to be the theme of the Chatos, the accomplishment of the Chatos. That has to be something bigger that makes it more holy than the Ola. Now it's interesting because back in the first parak on Dav Zayin and Beis, the Gemara quoted Rabbi Shimon, who has an entirely different reason the Chatos is Kodemes Li'Ola, not because it's more Mekudash, but just a Svare, he says, that if you're going to talk to a king, you first want to fix up all your averos before you anything that you wronged him, and make sure that you take care of all of that before you go and you offer a gift. So it's only after you're meratzeh him that you're going to go give a gift. So the chatos comes before the ola. Okay, so it's a different reason, but our mission is assuming that it's just based on the din of kol mekudesh mechavero. Now, if you have if you shechted both a chatos and an ola, and you were already zorik the dam, so now comes time to burn the parts of each karban that you're supposed to burn on the mizbeach, the evarim of the ola and the emurim of a chatos. Emurim of a chatos, it's a fancy word, emurim, but it just means the evarim of the karban chatos that are burnt on the mizbeach. So we just call it evarim of an ola because the whole ola gets burnt on the mizbeach. The emurim are the specific evarim of the chatos that get burnt on the mizbeach. The Rambam Nakdama to Seder Kachim explains that they're called emurim because they are the portions that the Torah was mitzave that you're supposed to bring. So it's a lashon of amira that Hashem said dafka to bring these, as opposed to by an ola, it's you bring all of it. So there was no special amira per se. The Aruch explains it's a lashon of mora, that it's that these are the morim and adonim al kol evarim, that these are the master evarim. So because they're the ones that are actually brought to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to the rest of the chatos which gets eaten. But by an ola, there are no master evarim; they're all master evarim. By the ola, they're all brought. Okay, but it's called emurim. But the bottom line is evari ola kod min le emuri chatos. Now that you've already been zorik the dam, you got to figure out which one's parts are you going to burn on the mizbeach first. So the ola before the chatos, mneshu kala li'ishim, because the evari ola are all entirely burnt on the mizbeach, whereas by the chatos you're only burning some of it, only the emurim and not the other parts, not the other evarim. Chatos kodemus li'asham, you're makra v'chatos before an asham, mneshu dama nitan larba kranos, because you put the dama chatos on all four kranos of the mizbeach, whereas the dama asham is only put on two of the kranos of mizbeach. And furthermore, ali yisod, that the dam that remains over after the chatos is poured onto the yisod of the mizbeach, by an asham, it doesn't say the din of yisod hamizbeach. That's a Rashi. It doesn't say by the asham. Tos Yantov explains that what Rashi means to say is that we don't find it beferish in the Torah that by an asham you pour the dam into the yisod, by a chatos it says it beferish in the Torah. However, there is such a din that by an asham you also pour the dam into the yisod. It's just not that it's explicit in the Torah. The Netziv in Merom Esad explains Rashi that by Chatos it says it beferush, so the Shvich al Yisod is fundamentally a different din. It makes it a chova. The fact that it says it beferush means you must make sure that you leave over some of the dam of the Chatos so that you could do this din of Shvich al Yisod. By the Asham, it's a different it's a much weaker halacha. By the Asham, it's if you happen to have dam left over from the Asham, you should pour it into the Yisod. But you don't have to generate such a circumstance that you have dam left over from the Asham. You do not have to ensure that there is dam left over from the Asham. That is how the Netziv explains. Happens to be Rabbeinu Ephraim is quoted by the Ravid, who says no, there is no such din by the Asham, and that's what the Gemara really means. That by Chatos there's a din of Yisod, by the Asham there is no din of Yisod. So very different than Rashi. Rashi says there is such a din; it's just not mefurish in the pasuk. Good. Asham kodem the Toda. The Asham comes before a Toda, the El Nazir, and also before an El Nazir, the aisle that the Nazir brings for a Karmen Shlomim when he concludes his Nazirus, Mneshu Kachem Kachem, because the Asham is Kachem Kachem, whereas the Tod and the El Nazir are only Kachem Kalim, they are not Kachem Kachem. Now, the Mishnah doesn't give the reason that the Asham is Meratza and the Tod and the El Nazir are not Meratza, Tosfos points out, because that's not a good enough reason for the Tod and the El Nazir, because they also have a Maila that they're Tu'un and Lechem. So we need another reason, and that's why we say Kachem Kachem. That's an overall reason that's going to trump everything else. Todah ve'el nazir kodmin l'shlamim. The Todah and the El Nazir come before Korban Shlamim. Neshe nechal l'yom echad l'tun lechem. Because the Todah and the El Nazir are eaten in a shorter period of time, and you have to bring lechem with it. So that's what makes it more mekudash. Hashlamim kodmin l'bechar. Korban Shlamim comes before Bechar behema tahora for several reasons. Mepnei shein tunin matan arba. The dam of Shlamim, you do shtayim shein arba. So you put dam on all four sides of the mizbech, where the dam of the Bechar only requires matana achas on one of the kronos of the mizbech. Usmicha, the Korban Shlamim requires smicha, that the bailim of the Korban puts his hands on the rosh of the Korban and puts all of his weight down on it. Unisachim, and the Korban Shlamim is brought, the Nesachim are brought together with the Korban Shlamim. You bring flour with oil as a mincha, and yayin l'nesachim. By a Bechar, there are no Nesachim. Utinuf chaz v'shok. Korban Shlamim has his chiv of waving it, that the Kohen takes the chaz v'shok and puts it in the Bailim's hands, and then the Kohen puts his hands underneath the Bailim's hands, and they wave it there, Maila Morid, and the Bechar doesn't require any such din of Tinufa. HaBechar kodem Maisa, but Bechar comes before Maisa Behema, Mnei Shekedushas Merechem, because the Bechar is holy upon birth. Like, as soon as it's born, it already has inherent holiness, and V'nechal Kohanim, and the Bechar is eaten by Kohanim, whereas the Maisa Behema could be eaten by anybody. HaMaisa kodem Leofos, Maisa Behema comes before Karbanos that are only Ophos, Mneshu Zevach, because it requires Shechita with a knife, as opposed to Ophos don't require Shechita, they only require Malika, and that which requires a knife, Rashi says, is better because it's Mitzvah Samaruba, that all types of Karbanos come from Behemos, so most Karbanos are Behemoth Karbanos and not Ov Karbanos, and therefore most Karbanos are knife Karbanos and not Malika Karbanos, and that's what makes it more Mekudash. Sasemis raises the question, but wait a second, Malika has its own chumrah, in that Malika needs to be done by a kashra kohen. Shechita, kshera bizar. So how do you know that just because the oaf has Malika and the behema has zvicha, has shechita, that the behema is better? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the oaf is better because it needs the Malika needs to be done by a kashra kohen. So he says that maybe you could explain, not like Rashi, that the maila of a zevach is that a behema balas mum is possible for a karban, whereas by an oaf, an oaf bal mum is kosher for a karban, only mechusar ever is possible. So maybe that's what it means. Zevach. Not like Rashi says that it's a zevach and therefore requires a sakin and not malika. That wouldn't do it. No, it's the fact that it's a zevach, meaning and therefore a mum with pasul bo. The yeshbo kachi kachim, and another thing that meiser behema, that there are things that are kachi kachim that are brought in the mizbech, and those things are damo ve'emurav. It's blood and some of its limbs, as opposed to the chatas ha'of, where the emurim are not brought in the mizbech, only its dam is brought in the mizbech, and not the emurim on the mizbech. Ha'ofos kol min menachos. Ofos come before menachos. Mepnei shein minei damim, because ofos are minei damim. They have blood. Menachos do not, and therefore you see it has a greater capacity for kapara. Minchas chote, the mincha that a poor person would bring for particular types of chataos, kodem l'minchas nedava, comes before a minchas nedava. Mepnei shu ba'al chet, because it's coming to be mechaper for a chet, and that therefore makes it more holy. Chata sa'of kodemes la'ola sa'of. A chata sa'of takes precedence over an ola sa'of. V'chein be'kdesha. And a chata sa'of, when you're being makdish, two birds, for one for a chata sa'of, one for an ola sa'of, the chata sa'of is the first one. That you call the first one chatas, and the second you say, I raise a chatas, and the second one you say, I raise a ola. Okay, so minanimili. How do I know the din that dam chatas comes before dam ola, and yet evari ola come before emure chatas? So when it comes to the dam, chatas comes first. When it comes to the parts that are burnt on the mizbeach, ola comes first. Why? I mean, that's obviously not, it doesn't seem to be a function of makudash, because it's the same two karbanos, and for this the chatas comes first, for that the ola comes first. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a braisa that elaborates on the pesukim that discuss the chinuch of the levim for the avodas hamishkan. So the pasuk says, uparsheni ben bakar tikach l'chatas, that you take a parsheni for a chatas. So Why does it say parsheni? Just to tell me that there are two parim? Harei kvar nemar. It already said va'aseh aseh chod chatos ve'aseh chod ola. It already said that you have one for a chatos, one for an ola, so 1 + 1 = 2, so I already know that you have two. Matam lomar parsheni ben bakar tikach chatos. Why does it say that the second one is for a chatos? She'yachl sh'teh chatos kodemes l'maisei ola. I might have thought that the chatos comes before the ola, both as far as rikas dam and as far as haktaras emurim. Tam lomar parsheni ben bakar tikach l'chatos. That the chatos is the second one, that it's brought second. So it says more, parsheni, if you're going to have the pasuk, it tells me the par chatos is second, yachl teh ola kodemes l'chatos kol maseh. I would think chatos is second l'gabe everything. L'gabe the dam, l'gabe the emurim, l'gabe everything. Tam lomar v'aseh es ha'echod chatos v'aseh ha'echod ola. It says in the other pasuk, ha'echod chatos, and then ha'echod ola. Chatos first, and then ola. So it's a stira. One pasuk says that the chatos is sheni, the other pasuk says echod chatos, and then echod ola. So how can we reconcile it? Then it must be, it depends on the din. Dam chatos kodem l'dam ola. Ha'echod chatos ve'echod ola is about the dam, that the dam chatos comes first, and parsheni, it tells me, Mnesha Maratza, and then parsheni tells me that evare ola, that the evarim of the ola will come before the emurim of the chatos, because it is kalil li'ishim. So once you have one pasuk tell me one way, one pasuk tell me the other way, the best way to reconcile it is in this way. Now, how do I know to reconcile it in this way, not the opposite? So the Kachi David explains, because when it comes to Zrikas Dam, Chatas is kodem, because the Dam is meratzah, meaning it's mestaver. And when it comes to Akhtara, the Varma the Ola are kalil, meaning exactly what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah had said that there's a reason the Dam Chatas comes from a damal. It's holier. It's more kodesh. There's a reason they variola come before they variola, because it's holier. So that's how I know that what all the Gemara is telling me is that from the psukim I know that you split the dinim. That you don't just say, oh, once we're doing chatas first, do everything first. You split the dinim. What's the svara to know which din the chatas comes first, which din the ola comes first? That relates to the holiness of it. So ask Gemara, why by all the four matanos that you put by the dam chatas does it come before the ola? After all, matana kamaisa de mechaper tiktum v'hanuchlo, meaning the first matana dam that you do with the chatas, that's what's mechaper. You've already got your kapara at that point. So why don't we just say that once you do one of the matnas dam of the chatas, and then do the matnas dam of the ola, and then go back to the other matnas dam of the chatas. So Amar Ravina, two answers. Amar Ravina, hacha bechatas halaviyah maskinan. V'yavgav d'chi ola dami, kamar rachmana hi tiktum. The pasuk that we're talking about is by the chatas levim. They didn't do any avera. It's not actually being mechaper for anything, and yet still it comes first. Why? Because it's a chatas. So you see that whenever it comes to chatas, to dam chatas, even if it's not being mechaper, it still comes first. And therefore, matanos dam, numbers 2, 3, and 4 of the chatas, which are not being mechaper, you already got your kapara, they also come first. But Marava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they gave the answer we probably would have said. Hol v'hiskel matanos gomer, that you're going to start doing the dam of the chatas and just stop in the middle to do the no. Once you start, you finish the job, and then you move on to the dama, the ola. Okay, so now the Gemara has three different shailas about determining what exactly is makudash. So you buy lu dam chatas ve'evare ola ezmeim kodem. I know the dam chatas comes before the dam ola. I know the evare ola comes before the emuri chatas. What about the dam chatas and the evarim of an ola? Which one comes first? Dam chatas kodem neshem ratza. Is it the dam chatas because it achieves kapara? Or dilma evare ola kodem neshehin kalal. Or maybe the avariola because it's burnt entirely on the mizbech. So it says Gemara Tashmal. Let's be medayik from our Mishnah. Dam chatas kodem l'dam ola. So maybe the diuk is that dam chatas comes before dam ola. Dam ola who kodem l'avariola lo kodem. That dam chatas would only take precedence over dam ola, but not over the avarim of an ola. Says Gemara. Well, by that token, adraba me seifa avariola kodem l'emurei chatas. The seifa says that avariola come before emurei chatas. Maybe you could be medayik. Le muri chatos udukadim. Le dam chatos lo kadim. That evariola only come before the emurim of the chatos, not before the dam of the chatos. So obviously you don't have any proof from here, and we have no conclusion. That's what the Kesem Mishnah points out, that it's in the Bayadil of Shita, and he says that's why the Rambam writes, Ezumim Shiyirti Yaktim, because it's a suffix, we have no idea what to do, so you could do whichever one you want. Sfas Emes, however, writes that no, the Gemara doesn't leave it as a suffix. The Gemara leaves it that there's no conclusive proof, and therefore it must be that it doesn't matter, that you could do whichever one. And that's why the Rambam says Ezumim Shiyirti Yaktim. I mean, very slight nuance of difference. The way that the Kesem Mishnah understands the Rambam is that the Rambam is saying, don't know, so misafek, he's just got to do one, so do whichever one. But there must be some din, we just don't know the din. Whereas the Sfas Emes says, no, there is no din. The fact that it doesn't tell me, it means that it's unimportant, that you have some discretion over here. And that's why the Rambam paskens say you have discretion. It's a psak. That's not a safek, it's a psak. Second shayli, ibayilu, dam olav the emuri chatas ezmein kodem. What about the second rate things that are, again, against one another? The dam of the ola, which comes second to dam chatos, and the emuri chatos, which comes second to the evarim of the ola. So which one comes first among the tier two? So dam ola kodem dekasi mikor kalil. Is the dam ola going to come first because it's part of a korban that's kalil? Odilne emuri chatos kodem dekasi mikor mechaper. Or should the emuri chatos come first because even though they are not what achieves kapara, it at least comes from a korban that is mechaper. So says Mar Tashima, we'll bring a right. Dam chatas kodem ledam ola. Dam chatas who kodem ledam ola. Avli muri chatas lo. It says the dam chatas comes before the dam ola. Doesn't that imply that the emuri chatas would not come before the dam of the ola? Says Marno Adrava mi seifa. Why don't you just make the opposite from the seifa? Evare ola kodem le emuri chatas. Evare ola kodem le emuri chatas. Avli dam ola lo. Maybe it's only telling me that the evarim of an ola come before the Imurim of Chatos, but Dam of Nola would not. So again, no conclusive proof from our Mishnah, one way or the other. A third Shaili, Ibayiluhu, Dam Ola Vidam Asham, Ezeman Kodim. You have Dam Ola and Dam Asham, which one comes first? Dam Ola Kodim, Dikasim Mikoch Kolil, Dilma Dam Asham Kodim, Dimachaper. Is the Dam Ola first because it comes from something that's burnt entirely on the Zbech, or is the Dam Asham Kodim because it achieves Kapara? So Tashema says, well, let's bring a riot, because it says in our Mishnah, Dam Chatas Kodem Dam Ola, and it doesn't say that Dam Asham comes before Dam Ola. So that implies Avul Dam Asham Lo, that Dam Asham would not come before Dam Ola. So it says Marna, but didn't the Debate miss Dam Asham? Really, the Tana could have said that Dam Asham comes before Dam Ola as well, and I would have known that Dam Chatas is the same, but why did the Debate miss the Seifa? But since the Seifa wanted to tell me, Evare Ola Kodmin Le Emure Chatas, and over there the Tana could not have used, have substituted Asham for chatas, because if it would have said that Evari Ola come before the Emurim of an Asham, I would have thought that it's only that the Evari Ola only take precedence of the Emurim Asham, but not, they do not take precedence of the Emurim of a chatas, because a chatas is more chamer than an Asham. Mishumach itan chatas. That's why the Mishnah speaks in terms of chatas. So you can't be medayik from the fact that the Mishnah speaks in terms of chatas, that dam asham does not come before dam ola, just because it only spoke about dam chatas. It had to speak in terms of a chatas. So we're back to our question. When it comes to dam ola, dam asham, which one is first? So tashma, let's bring another raya. Chatas kodem lasham. Chatas would kodem lasham. Aval ola lo. Sounds like only a chatas precedes an asham, but an ola does not. My lav dam, doesn't that mean that the dam of an ola does not precede the dam of an asham? Says more lo, aimurim. Who says that that's about the dam? That's about the aimurim, and I'll prove it to you. Take a nami, to katani. It says, mepnei shedama nitan, because it's the dam of the, is put on the four corners of the mizbech. So shema mina, you see that when we say that prior to that, the chatos kodem liasham, it's not talking about the dam, it's talking about the amurim. Because if it were talking about the dam, it would not have to say chatos kodem liasham neshe dam nitan. It would say chatos kodem liasham mepnei shehu nitan. Because we were already talking about the dam. Elamai, we weren't talking about the dam, we were talking about the amurim. Now the Gemara just goes through one by one all of the things that we said are kadosh, and we're going to make a counter argument. So chatos kodem, we said chatos comes before an asham. So it says, Mar Adrava, Asham Ashram Kadam, Shkein Yeshel Kitzva. Maybe an Ashram should be Kadam because it has a set price. It has to cost Shtei Slaim. Says Mar Afilu Achi Riba de Mizbeach Adiv. Now, whatever has more to do with the Mizbeach is a greater indicator of that which is Kadosh. Ashram Kadam L'Todah. An Ashram comes before a Todah because it's Kachem Kachem. Adrabah, Todah Vel Nazir Kadam, Shkein Tunan Lechem. Maybe Todah Nel Nazir are more Kadosh because they require Lechem. Afilu Achi Kachem Kachem Adifi. Kachem Kachem is a better indicator. Todah Vel Nazir come before a Shlamim because it's only eaten for one day and it requires lechem. Says Mar Adrab Shlamim Kadmi Shkein Yashem Tzibur Kaviyachin. Maybe Shlamim should be Kodem because it's brought as a carbon tzibur, not only as a carbon yachid, because on Shavuos we bring it together with Shtei Alechem. We bring the Kivsei Atzeres together with Shtei Alechem. That's Shalmei Tzibur. There's such a thing called Shalmei Tzibur. By Toda and El Nazir, there is no Toda and El Nazir of a Tzibur. Granted, that's an indicator, but the better indicator is the fact that it's only eaten for one day. Ibayilu, Toda ve'el Nazir, Ezeman Kodem. Toda and El Nazir, which one comes first? Toda Kodem Shin Kintuna Arba Min Elechem. Is Toda first because it has four types of bread? Odilma El Nazir Kodem Shkein Yeshim Odam Macherim. Or maybe El Nazir comes first because it's brought together with other karbanos. So Tashema, Zo Kodem Es L'Zo, Shezo Tuna Arba Min Elechem, V'zo Ene Tuna El Shnei Min Elechem. The Braisa says that the Toda comes before the El Nazir because four Min Elechem comes before that which is only two Min Elechem. Hashlam Kodem L'Bukhar. We said Shlom is before Bukhar because it's Matan Arba and Smicha and Nesachim and Tenuvas Chazav Zho, all these things of Ishlamim. Adrab Bukhar Kodem Shkein Kedushas HaMerechem V'Nechal Kohanim. Bukhar has two qualities that make it very special. Now, Afilu Achim Mitzvah Sisera Sadifi. The fact that there are four qualities that make Ishlamim more special means that the Shlomim is holier. Bukhar Kodem before Meiser because it's Kedushas HaMerechem. Adrab Meiser Kodem Shkein Mekadish Lefanav Liachrav. Maybe Meiser should be Kodem because Meiser has the capacity to be Mekadesh the ninth animal and the 11th animal if you miscount. Afilu achi kedusha mirachem adifa. Kedusha mirachem is a better indicator. Meiser kodem the ofos. Meiser comes before ofos because it's a zevach. Adraba ofos kadmi shekin kachi kachim. But the ofos are kachi kachim. Afilu achi min zevach adif. Zevach is a better indicator of that which is more kadosh. Okay, we'll stop there. But Shem Elisha will pick up tomorrow over there, and I will be back on Sunday. Everyone have a great day and a good Shabbos.